Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about what is happening in school districts all across America. I mean, it was not too long ago that they decided that prayer in school was not a good idea. But instead, what we're seeing today is in school districts, you may not believe this, but students right now are being forced to sing an Islamic fight song promoting Allah and explosions. No, not in the Middle East, here in the United States. Not only that, but they're being encouraged to create ISIS recruiting posters. Listen, it is time for us to be engaged. It seems like that is one of the now words. So many people have checked out and they're voyeuristically going through life and they're not living with intentionality and purpose. And it's time for us to really pay attention to what's happening all over the world, but what's happening with our children, what's happening in education, and to find out, listen, these parents found out, what, you're singing an Islamic fight song? I want you to watch this report.
It heightens fears over terrorism. An Orange County teacher is in trouble tonight over what she ordered her class to sing. KCAL9 Orange County reporter Stacey Butler spoke with a family that's very upset.
The last thing Nicole Negron and her mom Susan wanted to do tonight was stand before the Ocean View School Board. But after Nicole's seventh grade,
very upset.
The last thing Nicole Negron and her mom Susan wanted to do tonight was stand before the Ocean View School Board. But after Nicole's seventh grade son came home with this song about Islam written by his teacher, they decided to speak out.
It started with a missing assignment for my grandson.
A warning for parents ahead of Black Friday and holiday shopping. CBS2 investigative reporter David Goldstein spoke with one local mom who found an X-rated surprise on the used video game system she bought for her child.
I was in shock. I was very emotional.
That's the reaction of this East LA mom who doesn't want to reveal her identity. After she says her 8-year-old son unpacked this pre-owned PlayStation 3 she gave him for his birthday, turned it on, and found a lot more than games.
He said, Mom, guess what's on my PS3? I was like, what's wrong? He said, there's porn on my PS3.
There were more than a dozen pornographic videos on the PS3, plus personal pictures.
Think about this. A teacher took it upon themselves to write this fight song, and now the students were encouraged to sing the song. Look, kudos to the grandparents, kudos to the mom who said, listen, I don't want my child to be exposed and to think that songs about explosions on just on the tail end of what happened in Paris and what is happening in Israel almost, it seems, daily. These are not things that we want to promote in our educational school system. But you know what? In another school district, you know, in the United States, they're asking students to create ISIS recruiting posters. Watch this.
Well, Bob and Hope, after parents complained, the assignment has been canceled. But many students had already completed it, leaving some parents concerned about what they've been exposed to in the process.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Annie Langston couldn't believe her 14-year-old daughter, Michaela, was given a homework assignment where she had to draw a propaganda poster for a terrorist organization.
My initial response was, there is no way that you are going to do this assignment.
To complete her homework, ninth grade Michaela ended up on the internet, where she typed in how to recruit for ISIS into Google. Her mother thinks it's an inappropriate topic for her teenager to explore, while the world remains on high alert after recent threats from the deadly terrorist organization. So she wrote a letter to the teacher and the principal, asking for an explanation.
In light of what happened in Paris, is that the reason for this assignment? I feel that a different type of assignment or a report could have been chosen, or a discussion in class on the tragic events.
Annie received a response from the teacher soon after, apologizing for the misunderstanding and informing her the assignment had been canceled. She also received a phone call from the principal.
They've sat down with this particular teacher, and that it has been taken care of. The assignments that have apparently have been already turned in, that they have been shredded.
Michaela never turned in her poster and brought it home to show her mother.
When I found out that she kept it, I told her, rip it up.
Isn't that wonderful for the parent responding the way she did? Rip it up. Of all the things that we need to teach our young people, we want to give them assignment to create a recruiting poster, and then encouraging the young people to go search this information out on the internet. I think that it would, this time would be better served if we teach them about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our founding fathers, how our republic works. Listen, this is something that needs to be addressed, and I am so grateful that these parents were engaged, they were alert, and they didn't just, you know, not say anything. So many people are content with just saying, well, listen, you know, we're not going to say anything, we're not going to bring this to anyone's attention. I'm glad that she did. This is happening all across the United States, and it's important that we begin to speak out about these issues. And what does that say to our military, who's fought bravely in Iraq and in Afghanistan?
Steve, they're creating ISIS posters in the classroom. ISIS posters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, when I see those things, it causes you to, so often that we've heard so many people say that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Yeah. That'll never happen. You got to wake up to the reality that it's happening. And when you look at the fact that, okay, you're seeing the ISIS flag, you're watching on the news and you're seeing that flag, you know, throughout the Middle East, you're mm-hmm. seeing it in propaganda saying, you know, we're coming in regards to what ISIS is saying. But it causes me to remember, when I was overseas, you heard a tactic that was called PSYOPs.
Now, you were overseas. Tell our audience again, this is, you're a former Marine.
Still a Marine.
Oh, sorry. Still always a Marine.
I deployed twice to the Fallujah area.
Iraq?
Yeah, correct. Baghdad is the capital of Iraq and operated about an hour and a half west in a city called Fallujah and the surrounding areas. And in times of war, you have a tactic called PSYOPs. And what that stands for is psychological operations. And you go through a process of many different ways to implement that in regards to dividing your enemy. And if I can cause you to defect against your leadership, if I can cause division amidst those in those ranks,
yeah.
then that's less of an offensive push that I have to deal with when I'm going in there to strike the enemy. We're seeing that exact same thing happening here with no bullets being fired. And yeah. it's like we are deceiving ourselves and saying it's happening over there, it's happening over there. And we don't even see the fact that there's a progressive happening in America. We're seeing it's so blatant that if someone were to say Jesus Christ in the classroom.
Now that's not allowed. You can't
Absolutely.
Mention the name of Jesus, but we can create an ISIS poster.
Right.
We can tell our students right. to sing a fight song. They
it's
took
happening.
Prayer out of school,
yeah.
and if you remember on a previous program, we brought to you how a young man who wore the American flag on a T-shirt was mm-hmm. suspended mm-hmm. and sent home. Mm-hmm. And so his mother gets on the phone with the principal and the superintendent of school says, what's the problem mm-hmm. here? The young man was in ROTC.
Right, right. And you have to be, we've been talking about this and that, the narrative of the words that have been said in our culture, we've allowed it to be changed. And the question is, you ask that, well, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Mm. When you look back before, and it was a few years ago, when you started to see this progressive push of public prayer, and you weren't allowed to pray, and there's, just like what you were saying before, this is not a new topic that we've been talking about. And the question is, church, why are we not publicly praying? Why are we allowing ourselves to only pray in church? And it's like we've allowed that the word church to be the building and not the people.
Yeah.
If we understand that we're the people, we are going to be the church in classrooms, in government, in the workplace, everywhere we go.
No matter where you're at. And, you know, I've seen stories where, you know, someone left a picked up someone's meal because they saw them praying, you know, in a restaurant mm-hmm. for their meal, as if that was, you know, I mean, it's great. That's wonderful. But
should that not be the norm? I mean, is that not, you know, we shouldn't see that as an oddity and say, oh, wow, look at that. They're praying for their meal. We should be seeing that everywhere. And it just causes us to when we see these things as outrageous as they are, we got to begin to start examining ourselves and saying, okay, am I engaged? Am I here? Am I alert? Where am I? And why does this exist? Yeah. Because if, you know, I need to be sharing the gospel. I need to be sharing the love of God, you know, to everyone that I possibly can. And that's one way that you combat evil. You know, it's the greatest way by sharing the good, by sharing the light. You know, light dispels darkness. And so, you know, there's a war for the minds of and hearts of our young people. This is, you know, this generation is so talented and they have so many opportunities because technology today is so advanced. I mean, today, you know, musicians are being discovered because they were able to film themselves and put themselves on the internet, and they bypass so many of the other, you know, people that could discover them. They put themselves out. And that's just one aspect of it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.